Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The life of an idol worshipper very much revolves around their holidays, the holy times that they worship their idols, and there's a tremendous amount of focus on idolatry. We'll talk in this Mishnah about certain prohibitions that Hachamim put in place to make sure that the Jew didn't have any part in encouraging that idol worship. Mishnah says, Lifnei edehen shel ovdei kochavim shelosha yamim, 3 days before the holidays of the idol worshippers, asur laset velatet imahen, it's forbidden to do business with them, you're not allowed to have a give and take with them in business, because once they succeed in their business deal, they're going to go give thanks to their gods for the success that they had in business. Lash ilan velishol mehen. You're not allowed to also lend items to them or to borrow items from them. You can't lend items to them because they're going to use it to promote their avodah zarah practices. They'll use it in their services or their meals or something involved with avodah zarah. And you're not allowed to borrow items from them. If you borrow items from them, then it looks like the non-Jew has the upper hand and they're going to praise their gods for their ability to have the upper hand against the Jew. Lehalvotan vililvot mehen. You're not allowed to lend money or borrow money from them. This is only forbidden. Can't lend them money when you're doing it not on interest. Interest-free loans are prohibited, but if charging on interest, then it would be permissible because the expense, the interest that the idol worshiper is going to have to pay is a negative thing, and therefore he's not going to praise his God for it. Leforan belief para mehen. You're not allowed to repay money owed to them or to collect a debt from them. Repaying them, giving them money and the ability to worship on a greater level and to collect a debt from them, we'll elaborate on in the continuation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, nifra'in mehen mipenei shehu metzer lo. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to collect the debt from them because it pains the Oved Avodah Zarah, the idol worshipper, that he has to give his money and repay that loan. So therefore, there's no reason that you should refrain from collecting a debt. It's not going to lead to him praising his idol. Amru lo, afal pi shemetzer hu achshav, sameach hu leachar zeman. Says, Hachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it pains him right now, he has to give up money, in the end of the day, though, it's going to make him happier. He's going to realize that he doesn't have any more debt, he has no more obligation, and therefore he's going to praise his idols for that ability to live debt-free. So therefore, you're not allowed to accept the payment of the Oved Avodah Zarah to repay his debt 3 days before the holiday. So just to contextualize things once more, we're talking about 3 days before the holiday, and of course the holiday itself for a total of 4 days.